25 of July 2020. Message of Our Father, number 26. God's will to redeem. In the Holy Scriptures and in the proclamation of the Church, we encounter the concrete, salvific will of God who wants all people to be saved. We know where God's will of salvation had led him. To death on the cross of the Lord, to redeem all people. Can there be a greater love? No. We can only understand this love more and more deeply, let it penetrate us, and become ready to give love absolute priority in our life, as it is with God Himself. The Father's message also emphasizes in many places this salvation will and makes it clear to us once again how much God is concerned about our salvation and again opens ways in which we can reach the salvation offered. As a loving Father, it is clear that He is especially concerned about those who are in danger of losing their salvation. Thus, God never hides the fact that man can pass his life in time and eternity. All the more we recognize the Father's effort to convince man of his love. A word of Him. I come to make myself similar to my creatures, to correct the idea you have of a terrifyingly just God, as I see men spending their whole lives without confiding in their only Father, whose only wish is to make their earthly life easier and then give them a divine life in heaven. Another word, which is very touching, all those who call me by the name of Father, even if only once, will not perish, but will be sure of their eternal life among the chosen ones. Today, it must be remembered that already in paradise man was deceived about God's true intentions for him. Everyone may once again read how the serpent, with a lie, imputed false intentions to God, that he wanted to deprive man of something good and desirable, namely the knowledge of good and bad. Look to Genesis 3:4-6. This goes on throughout history and even into the proclamation of the Gospel. The devil is concerned that we do not receive the right image of God, but that this image is distorted until the false image of God reflects the way of Satan rather than our Heavenly Father. From this background, it also becomes clear why it is so important to the Father that he is correctly recognized and that the motive of all his actions becomes clear, his incomparably great love. It is as if God had to repeat the words over and over again to those who are hard of hearing until the words can slowly penetrate the damaged hearing. This may also be a spiritual image for the condition of a person when he cannot pick up the language of God's love. This also happens because he listens so much to other voices. How different the invitation of the Lord we hear. Again a word from him. I am the sun that shines, warms and rewarms. Look and recognize that I am your Creator, your Father, your one and only God. It is because I love you that I come to make you love me, so that you may all be saved. When we hear these words, then it may be that we, as Christians, know all this. We have found the way, the truth, and the life in Jesus. That is certainly true. But the question remains open whether this reality of our Father's love has penetrated into the whole depth of our existence, or whether distorted images of God still live in us. In any case, it is to reflect that the Father speaks to those who receive his message, that they should also carry it to the Christians. So we finalize this meditation with the word of the Father. And you, who are the true light, tell them how sweet it is to live in the truth. They also to those Christians, to those dear creatures, my children, how sweet it is to think that there is a Father who sees everything, knows everything, provides for everything, who is infinitely good, who forgives easily and who punishes only reluctantly and slowly. Tell them to come to me. I will help them. I will lighten their burden and sweeten their hard life. I will inebriate them with my fatherly love to make them happy in time and eternity.
The Graduale we hear says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night."